Black Caviar away by four lengths with 150 metres to go. This is unprecedented. 10 straight. Black Caviar by four. Crystal Lillian beat it. But she is unparalleled. Black Caviar, perfect.
This is RSN 927's Race Day with Michael Felgate, Matt Stewart and Dan Malicki.
Oh, what a day that was. Black Caviar winning the Newmarket Handicap, and as Greg Miles said, that she was the perfect 10. In the end, she ended up the perfect 25. Her trainer, Peter Moody, joins us. Not the only Newmarket Peter Moody won. Who could forget the day Warned won the Newmarket and the world almost ended? Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Morning, boys. Fitting well. Beautiful morning out in the eastern suburbs.
Just that day with Wanted. A mate of mine had a theory that because it was such frightening conditions, that because he was the dominant male in the race, that they all just filed in behind him. Is that the most ridiculous theory in the world, Pete, that they all filed in behind the dominant stallion leading them out of strife when the proverbial hit the fan that day?
Well, he wasn't 33 to 1. I think he was second or third favourite, so his form warranted him winning the race. So, listen, I'm not going to argue against anyone's theories, but I know he got the check.
Do you remember that day clearly? I remember writing colour on it, and the alleyways at Flemington turned into rivers. Every car in the car park became potholed with hail damage. And I remember you told a story recently about having to ring your Sarah to get her to bring two very valuable mares in out of the paddock before the lightning strike came up at Belgrave. I think you have vivid memories of Wanted's year, don't you?
Yeah, no, I do. It was quite surreal that day, and how it closed. I think everyone was there in the enclosure, and you were looking down Werribee Way, and you could see the storm coming, and no one sort of knew what it held. Certainly, race officials didn't; otherwise, they wouldn't have got out there. And it was phenomenal. And you know, you touched on Black Caviar there before. I thought, bloody hell, where's this storm going? And I did happen to ring Sarah, and in paddock seven, just behind our house, there was two pretty handy fillies. One was the current Australian Horse of the Year, Typhoon Tracy, and the other one was a young Black Caviar that I think at the time was about three or four from four. And I said, you better just drag those fillies in case this storm gets up your way. And she just got them into the barn as the storm hit. And the other reason I remember, we'd just completed building our house with a brand new roof on it, and the roof got destroyed on the new house, so we had to replace that as well. But thankfully, we didn't have to replace Typhoon Tracy or Black Caviar.
The stalls that day, there was water, ice, water all over the place. What were the stalls like, Pete? Because there was, even in the car park down that end where the horse stalls are, there it was under about a foot of water. So what was it like with the horses trying to get them out?
Well, I believe it was quite scary. I've got to be honest, Dan. I was trapped up in the jockeys area there, and we were looking at the presentation there for the Newmarket, and I think unfortunately Mike Moroney might have lost one of his horses, and a couple bolted through the tunnel when that storm did hit, and I think one may have lost its life, and a couple certainly got severely injured. And the rest of the program, I had a filly called Set for Fame, I think set to go around in the Guineas in the next race, and it didn't end up being run. They put it back to the following week. The races were certainly over, but it was horrific conditions for people and horses on the day, you know, and the staff, you know, the very undervalued stable hands and grooms did an unbelievable job in managing the horses in such trying circumstances on that day.
I remember I was praying that my old bomb was pock damaged enough by hail so I could claim the insurance, but I think my car was the only one in the car park that escaped hail damage. Hey, Moods, are you... I mean, Black Caviar carried, I think, 58 to win a Newmarket, and she seriously could have carried 68 and still would have won.
I was going to ask, Pete, that day when she won the Newmarket, was it just a sublime experience for you because you just knew no matter what happened, there was no way in the world she could get beaten?
Yeah, well, she was 10, you know, 9-9 going into it in unbelievable form, wasn't she? And you couldn't see her being beaten regardless. We were a little bit told of what the handicapper would give her, going into it, and when we got the 58, you know, she's a big, strong girl, and you know, we certainly didn't see that as an issue going into the race, and she clearly got the job done. And you know, I think you know, there's a few handy horses. You know, I think Crystal Lily, the Golden Slipper winner, might have run second, and I can't remember what the others were. And I had Kinbrook in it. It was a good, smart colt. He ran fifth or sixth. It was a pretty good race, but she just totally dominated. And I think what your next question is probably going to your strip, and people weren't taking that opportunity this afternoon. Well, the only thing I can come up with is I think Nature Strip, maybe Chris Waller thinks that he can't beat September Run, and he's taken the smart option to take into a race that he can win. And Bivouac, I'm not 100% sure, because outside of his Lightning Run, where he was left exposed in the middle of the track with no cover at all, his previous straight track runs were unbelievable, and he would have been the horse, I think, probably to beat, even if Nature Strip and he were there. Mm.
I think this being scared of defeat has become a new thing in racing that wasn't there back in the day, Pete, where the challenge and the history and the fact that you did have your hat in the ring was reason to run. I'm not particularly targeting these two horses, but there's a lot of protecting records rather than being sporting that seems to be making a few decisions these days, maybe, on the racetrack?
Well, there's zero to protect with Nature Strip. One, he's a gelding, and two, he's been beaten more times than he's won. So you've got to be realistic there. Bivouac, I can understand it a little bit, but then he returns back to Sydney and runs against three stablemates, all with Group 1 form. So, it's hard to suggest that Godolphin are protecting him when you're running so many stablemates against such an expensive stallion proposition. So, I've got to respect James Cummings and his team and thinking that maybe they thought they couldn't beat September Run early, and he can go back there and win a Group 1 where he couldn't here. I would have thought otherwise, but James' team and Dominic Byrne, who does their assessments and that, they get it right more times than they get it wrong, so they've probably got to respect that.
They're not running away from Black Caviar. They're only running away from September Run. It's a bit of a difference, I would have thought. But anyway, that's that. Hey, you've only got 23 to go with Oxley Road to reel in Nelly. So that's going to be a pretty easy path to tread, isn't it?
Exciting times. God, I think he's a damn good colt. This is another good test today. He takes on some promising horses and horses that are better performed than him. So it'll be interesting. I've got good respect for the Toppy. He's a good stakes-winning horse, and, it's hard not to hear the excitement in Ron Duffy's voice when he spoke of the Sydney filly there a few minutes ago on your show, and she's been sort of spruced around the place. It's going to be a good experience for him. I'm glad he's had that straight track exposure, otherwise I'd probably be really guessing, but... he gets the wanders a little bit late in his races. He doesn't stop, but he gets the wanders. I just hope he's learnt from that experience again the other day. It'll take a bloody good horse to beat him. I'll be disappointed if I'm not driving home in the opposite direction in a few hours and he's not 3 for 3.
It's been a great day for you in the past, Pete. Manigar, Australian Cup, obviously Wanted, Black Caviar, Newmarket, Doro Me, Pasadena Girl. But of all the races, you just about won every race on today's program previously, bar the sires. And you've got terrific chances in your two... Well, I say terrific chances. Lightsaber, obviously, on form. But something about Pounding excites me. But unless he just wants a lot more ground, you got the blinkers on today. But two very nice two-year-olds.
Yeah, they are both nice colts. Lightsaber's just an ultimate professional. He doesn't really expose himself at home. He gets the job done, but he's just a real tradesman, and you love those type of horses. Big, strong, no-fuss colt, puts himself up on the bunny, makes his own luck, and gets the job done, fights it out. Pounding, he's got probably more brilliance and more natural ability on what I've seen at home. He just hasn't taken that to the sports yet. Arguably, he should have won at Ballarat the other day. First up, I thought he was very good, and he just peaked on his run behind the Blue Diamond winner at Sandown, and that's the form I'm going back to in thinking that there's not a lot between my two colts today. Now, if Lightsaber can win it, the best advice I can give you too is Pounding is just as much a chance.
All right. A question I've always wanted to ask you that everyone's run out of Black Caviar angles. I've always been curious about what the second most talented horse in your mind that you ever put a bridle over, and how much difference was there between Black Caviar and the next. I mean, I know there was General Nadeem in that, but was there something that's not necessarily obvious? I know there's probably General Nadeem or Typhoon Tracy or something like that, but what was the second best horse you ever put a bridle over on, just on talent?
Yeah, well, I didn't train General Nadeem. I was stable foreman for Bill Mitchell. I had him in Queensland, obviously, at the time. But But he was an absolute superstar, and at the time I never thought I'd see a horse that fast again in my career, or certainly work with one. So if I can claim him, he'd be up there. But I've got to be honest, just for natural, freakish talent, it was Black Caviar and a Space. Probably the one horse that we never, ever got to see the best of because she used to sustain injuries, but she was unbelievably brilliant, was a filly called Avenue, owned by Jerry Ryan. I rang Jerry Ryan up one morning and I said, I don't know if you have a bet, but this is non for the slipper. This is about 3 months out. I reckon you should have a pre-post bet the way it worked this morning. And then I had to ring him back that night to tell him I had to send her to the vet clinic to have chips taken out of two knees and one fetlock.
Don't you know about the early Crow Moz moods? That was a disgraceful phone call to make to Jerry that day.
Yeah, exactly. Black Caviar was in a league of own, but, you know, I was blessed that Typhoon Tracy and incident both Australian Horse of the Years, but I always say my crowning story as a trainer is those three horses all retired as Group 1 weight range winners, happy, sound and healthy, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Well, Moods, could be another big day for you. Oxley Road's very exciting. If you could put the bridle on one in the Newmarket and the Australian Cup, who would it be?
Newmarket, you know, it's hard to go past the two fillies September run. It's hard to see Swatsat turning it around without luck. I just wonder, is it one of those races where there's not a lot of pressure up front? And can one of those old horses, old Toughnuts, sit up on the speed, and if those fillies hit a backside at the furlong,
serious
hold them
suspects.
Off? It's a bit like,
yeah,
serious bit like suspect. Those horses of... Gordon Richards from Adelaide and those types of things, you know, maybe Sar Bassan's horse or something like that. If they just hold up and those fillies don't get the drag in that they need, could it throw a curveball?
Well, it could be the race of an upset if she does find traffic. And the Australian Cup, is it 50 stars to lose?
Listen, he's got the right form, but once again, is he drawn too well for his own good? And God, that old horse of Paddy Payne's keeps putting them down, doesn't he? You know, not too many of these could look through their entire career and say they've won four or five on end, and he's doing that at the moment, so it's hard to ignore that form.
Defibrillate with Paddy Payne in the Australian Cup, Moods. Always great to chat. Good luck out here today.
Look forward to it, boys.